Free Talk Live. We are launching here into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, the number is 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything, though we haven't focused all show long tonight, which is kind of unusual for Free Talk Live. But hey, if the calls come in, that's what we do. Been focused on this idea, and boy, is it a bad idea. Of national service. Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, the idea is that 18 to 42-year-olds, both males and females, in the United States will be forced to work for 2 years for the government bureaucracy of their choice. That's what national service is. There are various organizations out there promoting it. Time Magazine is going to be doing an entire issue, supposedly devoted to promoting the idea of national service. And they want you to believe it's voluntary, but it's not. The only voluntary aspect is that you choose which bureaucracy to work for, not whether or not you choose to participate. There is no choice to participate in national service. If you're between 18 and 42, they're going to force you into working for government. And that seems un-American to me. It seems disgusting. It seems despicable. But yet people have called in all night to defend the idea, saying, trying to tell us things like, well, it's not involuntary. Even though the 13th Amendment says clearly that there shall be no involuntary servitude, this isn't involuntary. But it is. I'm not sure how exactly they're making that conclusion. They also said
1984. You know, it's the same thing. The Ministry of Truth tells lies. The Ministry of
War.
Yeah, the Ministry of Peace is about war. It's always the same thing.
And they've also told us, the last guy told us that if the government took, or if the government took 100% of one's income, that wouldn't be involuntary. That wouldn't be slavery.
Well, it wouldn't be slavery. He did not say involuntary.
We've been told that that we owe some sort of responsibility to serve the government, because that's our deal, apparently, is that in order to live in a free country, the price of freedom is slavery, in that you want freedom, so you have to go and work for some organization that you choose, that you would otherwise choose not to work for, because some sort of obligation was created upon you when you were squeezed out of your mom on, you know, this particular plot of land.
Some kind of central planning thought process might have gone into it, but there is no obligation. How could there have been? You signed no contracts.
Right.
You entered into no agreements.
It's a crazy fantasy world that these people live in, but unfortunately, these are the people that are going to be foisting these ideas upon other Americans and trying to pass them off as though it's, oh, everything's great. This is great. It's a free country, and this is what you owe. You owe this to your freedom. Well, no. No, I don't. As you say, there is no agreement of any sort.
Freedom
and
doesn't come from a country.
And how absurd is it to suggest that as a free person, if I don't participate with this government program, national service, I'll have my freedom taken away from me and locked in a jail cell? Wait a minute, I thought I was free. Oh, you're only free if you obey. Right? You're only free if you do as the government people demand that you do. Well, wait a minute. What about the consent of the governed? I bring that up and they just bat it back as though it's not even important. Oh, the consent of the governed. What's that silly nonsense? Oh, that's a frivolous argument. And finally, we've been told, and I don't think by any means a complete list of everything we've been told tonight, just kind of trying to recap for our new listeners this hour. We've been told that national service is justified, and it's not really involuntary because, well, you're already not volunteering to pay taxes, so since they've got you enslaved with taxes, it's just another level of slavery, and what's the big deal? What are you guys getting so upset about? Let's go to Brad, who is in New Hampshire. Brad, who sounds like he's critical of this whole national service idea, pretty critical of this concept. And, Mark, you asked him a question about whether or not he has so-called served.
Right, because that seems to be the question that comes up every time. You know, have you guys, you know, they talk to us about this. Have
right.
you guys been in the military?
Because our opinion isn't valid, apparently, unless we've actually been a government bureaucrat. Brad in New Hampshire.
Let me, I'd like to address any law enforcement officers or people who would be involved in enforcing this law that might be listening across the country.
You mean somebody that might come and take me to a jail cell if I don't choose to go to this national service thing?
Absolutely. And let me say it here first. This is where I draw the line in the sand. I will never, and I repeat never, enforce this law. No matter what anyone says to me, they can waterboard me, they can put me in a jail cell, whatever they want to do, I will not enforce this. This is patently and provably unconstitutional. When we take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, we don't take an oath to do it based on what the nine people in Washington, D.C. says. what would happen if they made a ruling that it was okay for the police to use excessive force on black people because, in their opinion, the Eighth Amendment does not restrict that? Would that be okay?
It wouldn't be okay, but the Supreme Court has ruled, pretty thoroughly against black people on multiple occasions before the Civil War, right?
They've certainly ruled against gun rights very recently.
And Plessy Ferguson, I can't remember.
So wait, Brad, now you haven't pointed out, you've kind of beat around the bush. You're a law enforcement officer.
I am. I have served, quote unquote, for almost 10 years now. And there is nobody who has an ounce of logic that could argue the fact that this is constitutional. The 13th Amendment says, plain as day, that involuntary servitude is unconstitutional. I don't care what the 9 people in Washington, D.C. say. I don't care what the federal government says. This is a violation of the Constitution, and it is our responsibility as individuals when we take an oath to uphold it. And these two gentlemen who called before don't seem to give a flip about it.
Well,
they took an oath to it, and they just, it was just another thing.
Well, the last guy from New Hampshire, I think he was talking from more theoretical standpoint. I think that he was just, he felt like we asked a question, do you think it's a good idea? And his answer was, yes, I think it's a good idea.
That's what they all think. They think it's good for people to work for the government for 2 years.
Whether one thinks that it is more morally a good idea or ethically a good idea, that's one thing. But nobody can say that it's constitutional. And let me go a step further and say that if I was somehow able to keep my job, if this was to ever pass, God forbid, I take my oath seriously, and if the federal government came in and tried to kidnap anybody that I'm sworn to protect their constitutional rights, you can bet that everything I can to arrest anybody who is trying to violate the 13th Amendment, because that's my job, that's what I'm sworn to do.
Thank you.
Pretty much they're going to have to kill me to keep me from doing it.
So, Brad, you didn't swear an oath to agree to the interpretation set down by the Supreme Court of the Constitution? You're actually able to interpret it yourself?
Nobody swears an oath to do anything but to uphold it. And I believe the Constitution means what it says. The 13th Amendment is clear as day. And if anyone, I've read the Supreme Court cases that try to justify it. Those 9 people have been stealing our Constitution from us ever since it was ratified. And there is absolutely no way that I nor any other law enforcement officer should support it, because it's slavery and it's blatantly unconstitutional.
Thank you, Brad, for the call tonight.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Hearing from you, and congratulations on having the courage to take a stance like that. Hopefully you'll never have to actually find out whether or not that's required of you.
Yeah, it always seems like we get a lot of calls from the establishment type folks when we bring up issues like this. We get the, the former military guys, the cops, and,
got a cop on our side.
Yeah, well, yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to, I believe, Keith is on the line in Michigan listening to WTKG. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I've been listening since I've been on hold, and
okay.
I think I need to ask you to set this up for me. I'm not sure I'm absolutely positive about what you're talking about.
All right, sure. What are you unclear on?
The question.
Well, do you support the National Service Act by Charles Rangel? Do you support Service Nation's proposal that every American should have to serve in some capacity for the government? Do you support the draft? I guess it's a bunch of questions kind of like that.
Just your thoughts on the issue of national service, so-called.
Okay. No, I thought you were talking about the voluntary as far as Iraq and so on.
Oh.
In other words, I didn't think that you, I thought that you were against the Iraqi war.
I am.
Oh, I am against that, too. We can talk about that if you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
Oh.
You're welcome to talk about that.
Okay.
Here, I'm against all wars, sir. I'm only in favor of defending my freedom.
So you're the only one in the world that should have freedom?
Oh, no. I think everybody should be free.
I think you should make
deals.
Really? Yeah.
Really? But you're not, if someone volunteers to join the service, in order to give other people freedom, you have a problem with it?
No. I question whether that's the truth.
No, I have no problem with somebody going around the world doing what it is they think they should do, but I do have a problem paying for those things. I have a problem paying for things I disagree with, and I think you might have a problem paying for things you disagree with. I want to clarify your position in moments here, Keith, and we'll talk to you as well at 800-259-9231. I just don't want to pay for the things I disagree with. Is that unreasonable? It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 on this live Saturday edition of the program. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are free. And those features include the updates. If you want to know what's going on with Free Talk Live, when it happens, get on the updates list and we'll keep you in the loop. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we go back to as we go back to Keith, listening to WTKG. Now, Keith, you were talking about the issue of the military and the Iraq war and freedom, and you asked me, well, if it's just that I want freedom for myself. And I said, no, I think everybody should have freedom. And you were talking about the issue of the Iraq war, and I said, well, you know, if you want to go and blow people up around the world that you don't like, that's your business. Just don't expect me to pay for it. How do you feel about that?
Just think it's silly. I mean,
what's silly about that? Should I be forced to pay for things that I disagree with?
You know, I think some things are above that, because if you're going to deny other people freedom,
how am I denying anyone else freedom?
Yes, you are.
How?
If you're going to deny them freedom that you enjoy every day. And are you going to tell me the Iraqi people don't want freedom?
Well, I don't think they all do. I think that probably the 80% that they've polled that say that they want the United States out of there don't want us there, don't want the kind of freedom that we offer, at least.
Wait a minute here. How many of them voted?
I'm sure they all voted for the same reason that I vote, in self-defense. I vote because I don't want some big government person in office.
And that's why they dipped their fingers in indelible ink and walked down the street.
Well, they dipped their fingers because that was part of the voting process.
They made themselves a martyr.
Do you think freedom is? Do you think that democracy is freedom? Is that what your conclusion is here, Keith? That the ability to vote is freedom?
No.
Okay, good. Because it's not.
No. No, freedom is being able to own a self-protection. Freedom is the right to start your own business.
Yeah,
sure. Freedom is the ability to live your life.
Many things.
Yeah, freedom is to do what you want.
To live your life how you want, as long as you aren't hurting somebody else or their property in the process. So I'm all in favor of freedom.
Now,
hold on, Keith. I'm all in favor of freedom. It's just that I don't think you can give people freedom when they don't want it, and you can't give it to them at the barrel of a gun.
And they don't want it if they won't fight for it.
And I don't want to support enforcing things on other people's lives that they might not necessarily want. And you're telling me, too bad, you've got to support it, or else I'm going to put you in a jail cell, right? That's what you're telling me, isn't it?
You can at some point.
Hmm?
Are you telling me that those people that all voted, dipped their fingers in the ink, and walked around proudly holding that purple finger up, which made them a target from all the Al-Qaeda and all the guys that are over there that want to kill those people? Because obviously they would. I mean, what don't you get about this?
Look, those people voted for Shiites, they voted for Sunnis, they voted for Kurds, they voted for what they wanted to vote for in the same way that we do here in America. Are you telling me that the Democratic Party or the Republican Party are about freedom? Those people didn't vote for freedom, Keith. They voted for their own particular interests.
Keith, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't care what is going on over in those other countries. There are other countries where people are far more enslaved than in Iraq.
Right, and I'm not denying them their freedom by not going there either. I'm not denying a starving kid in Cambodia food by eating a sandwich. No, I'm not. The only way that I can have my freedom is by giving it to other people. By give, I mean allowing them to have their freedom. You can't go over and kill people for freedom.
Let's talk to somebody who is in the military. Gary is on the line listening to KTAE in Texas. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to say, according to that last guy's definition about voting, doesn't Iran have an election coming up pretty soon? Are those people free?
They all have elections, but usually you only get one choice, right?
Exactly.
You know, the case in Zimbabwe, I believe that he actually ran the competition out of the country. They're in some other country, Mugabe.
Yeah, but they didn't get a purple finger, so they don't count.
Right.
Know?
Well, the purple finger was a really moving picture. I totally
get
that.
Well, I was over there. I was in Baghdad, mm-hmm. right in the airport, whenever that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's all the same, man. They don't want us over there. Look, why don't people listen to the statistics, you know?
Right, the polls
are... Iraqis say they don't want us over there.
The polls are like 80% of them don't want us there,
but
and something like 55% of them are willing to kill us
But hold on a second. It wouldn't matter to me if the polls were reversed. It wouldn't matter to me if 80%
exactly.
of Iraqis wanted the U.S. military there. I don't support what the military does, so therefore, I don't want to pay for it.
I completely understand, and I like this whole program that they're trying to get passed. You know, it's a great idea if it'd be volunteer. You know, if it was a volunteer thing, because then you have people that grow up in low-income families like me more to go besides joining the military in order to pay for college.
Well, that's right. Well, they got that. It's called AmeriCorps. Well, but apparently they want to take AmeriCorps and jam it down everybody's throat.
Right, and well, volunteering
because, they want cheap labor, you know. I mean, in 10 years, we're all going to be making shoes for Nike anyway.
If they want cheap labor, and they're already letting the illegal immigrants into the country, why don't they just go ahead and put, you know, some army recruitment bases down in Mexico City and say, hey, you want to be American? Come on up, join the military.
That's been proposed.
Everybody's complaining about all our jobs getting, you know, sent overseas. Well, if we have cheap labor here, I guess that takes care of that, right?
It's so scary.
I don't propose that. I'm just saying that seems like a more voluntary solution to me.
Right.
Having Hessians.
What I want to ask is, I was forced to go back on my third tour with the war that I never agreed with in the beginning anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it, and I wasn't like most of these people that refused to go because, you know, I did raise my hand and sign a contract. But the stop
a contract, which, by the way, they can change at any time they want to change.
Right. And I found that out whenever I was due to get out. But I was forced to go back on my third tour because of stop loss.
Stop loss, jeez.
That violates the, 13th Amendment as well?
I don't know. When it comes to this contract, you know, they have this inactive ready reserve thing, and it's so ugly. The thing is, they have you sign this contract, and then on the contract they say that every rule in the military code of justice applies. The military code of justice is a room full of books. You know, I mean,
well,
so
how can UCMJ only applies if you're like an E5 and below. You know, we said all the time different specs for different ranks in there. You know,
that's the case. Yeah, the administration always.
It's always that way. But the people that have power are always. You know, it's easier for them to, you know, get out of the doing, playing by the rules.
Well, to this day, there's not one Air Force, one star or above that's ever been prosecuted for a crime. They've all retired early.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Air Force always gets it easy. You know, they get the air-conditioned rooms. The Marines are
out
there.
I don't know, man. I was in the Air Force. It wasn't that easy. But,
one thing's for sure. You're not going to see, you know, George Bush's daughters on the infantry in the front lines if this national service thing does come into play.
Well, that's because there's no bars. You know, they can't go drinking if they're on the front.
Thank you, Gary, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the number for you as we continue here and talk to Mike in Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Hello, Mike. Mike in Kentucky, going once.
Yeah.
Hey, you're
there.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What was the question you're talking about?
Oh, I have no idea. We're asking about national service.
It's gone all over the place, and we're basically asking, do you support the draft?
Do I support the draft?
Yeah. Involuntary servitude.
Well, I've been in one time, but I mean, if I had to go again, I would go.
That's not the answer to the question. The answer is, do you support...
Would you want to fight alongside a guy that was forced to be there?
Yeah, the guy that doesn't want to go. Would you want to be with him? Hang on, we'll let you answer that in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. This is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are all free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with thousands of our listeners and over 375,000 posts. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go back to Mike, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. So, Mike, we'd asked a question about national service, this program that's probably going to come about here if these people like Time Magazine have their way, that will force all American adults between 18 and 42 to work for 2 years for a government bureaucracy. And we're asking just generally about that, how people feel about it. You said if you were told that you needed to go serve in the military again, you'd have no problem. And that's your business. But what about somebody who doesn't want to go and work for the government if they are ordered to go and do it? How would you feel about that? That's the question.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Did you hear the question?
Okay. Yeah, I heard you okay.
All right, go ahead.
When I said about the draft, I mean, just because I go, that doesn't mean I like it. But if my country needed me to go to fight, I would do that. I've been in one time before. Of course, I'd do it again.
You know, I always hear what you're saying on this, and I always wonder, does the country really need it, or do politicians need it and want it?
I think it's the latter.
Because I'm kind of the opinion that this war was to some extent or another about oil. And I'm not saying entirely, but let's say to some extent or another. I think there was a bit of revenge in there, too. I certainly don't think it was to catch Osama bin Laden, which is about the only thing that I feel is legitimate.
Certainly about giving business to the military-industrial complex.
It's certainly about guarding the oil. Currently we have soldiers guarding the oil for these oil companies. I mean, shouldn't they have their own security doing that? So do you think that the country needs you, or do you think that people that have influence and money need you?
Well, I don't know. I like to think my country needs me.
Yeah, that certainly makes it easier.
They will fly the flag for you and give you a parade when you get back.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live, and thanks for your patience.
Okay, yeah. We get some people that are calling in, real good intentions, real nice people. The fellow there just said about flying the flag. Hey, Mark and I agree with that. Flying the flag is kind of nice, and we can agree with that, but there's also some strange questions that come up in this land, and they come around this question as, like, if you don't like it here, why don't you leave?
Yeah, we've been told that tonight. A couple of
and
times
you don't
tonight.
Vote,
if you don't vote, you deserve what you, you deserve the government you get or something?
Yeah, and if you don't vote, then how can you complain?
Mm.
But if they have all the answers... And I guess they think they do.
Well, that's not an answer.
Could you tell me how my country went insane? They're searching grandma at the airport and our children at the schools. They've got cameras and roadblocks on the street. They've got their no-knock warrants, and they're kicking in our doors. It sure looks like a police state. To me.
That ought to be a song, John.
Right. We're on the road to freedom, and we're trying something new. Non-cooperation is the key. All you folks out there around the country can keep trying all you tried. But when you're ready, you can come with me.
Yep, and that's what we're doing.
Some people say, if you don't like it here, why don't you leave? And if you don't like it, then you can complain. Hey, folks, the game is over. The red, white, and blue, it's great symbology. I don't know how you call it. I just picked up a book today. It's called Power, Ritual, and Politics.
Okay.
This is the way it's been throughout history. It's all about the rituals. It's the black robes. Sam touches on that.
The military, the uniforms,
careful,
and the pomp,
folks.
And the circumstance.
Come on. Come on.
Absolutely.
Let's get real. All you people that are listening to me, let's get real. Let's stop pretending. Do you want freedom or don't you? Or do you just want symbolism?
Good call,
come on,
John.
Folks.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You know, on the 4th of July, they'll often have that. They'll play things that to make you feel really patriotic and good. And I like those. I love it when they flash up pictures of my guy T.J. Thomas Jefferson, and the founding fathers, and they play the flag behind it and the Star Spangled Banner, America the Beautiful.
Yeah.
But those
make you feel good.
Those
remember
things,
that T.J. owned slaves.
Well, I think T.J. was doing his best, and I think he treated his slaves as best they could, and likely he felt like...
He did
like
have sex with one of them.
No one knows whether she had an orgasm or not. Likely he felt like if he let them go, they would be in worse shape than they currently were.
Possibly.
Living with him.
Possibly.
But I'm sure that there are people that had slaves that treated them real, real bad, and I still don't think, even if it's a gilded cage, that a cage is okay.
And I don't think we need to be bringing slavery back or involuntary servitude back to this country, and that's exactly what the National Service
now
proposes.
Now you're actually putting chattel slavery and involuntary servitude in the same sentence, okay? What the government is proposing to do to us is not what it did, what it enforced the laws on, 250 years
ago. That's true. Those slaves were working for private owners. Now the slaves will be working for the government. Let's go to Michael in New Hampshire. You're on the AMP line. Hello, Michael.
Oh, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was on hold for more than an hour, and that's a good sign for you guys.
Yeah, the phones are blowing up. If you're on hold, we will get to you, though, and this is proof. Go ahead.
But real quick, I wanted to make a point about slavery in the Civil War. A lot of people I heard during the last hour were saying that, it's not slavery if you get paid. And the thing about that is back during the time of slavery, a lot of slaves actually did, their masters would let them hire out to a local business, a bakery or a tailor or stable or blacksmith, whatever, and the slave would get paid, and they'd have to bring the money home to their master, and the master would take what they wanted out of the money and leave the slave with a little bit to maybe survive on.
Kind of like the government does to us today.
Exactly. Exactly like they do today. And the thing about, well, if you don't like it, then leave. The problem with that is there's nowhere to go. There's no place on this planet where somebody doesn't try to make this kind of claim.
I agree with you, Michael. And not to mention that you have to have papers. You have to participate with the government. You have to have your passport in order to leave the country. You have to pay taxes if you say, I'm out of here. I'm leaving this country. There's exit taxes in this country.
Yeah, now they'll just take all your money when you leave. It's crazy.
Sure is. Any other thoughts for us, Michael?
I just wanted to real briefly make those points. That's it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Larry in Texas. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Guys, how you guys doing tonight? Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks
and,
for being here.
Give my opinion.
What's
well, first of all, I have a couple of talking points about this. This is a great topic. I'm a retired naval officer. I have I served more than 21 years in service of our country. I was unfortunately injured in Iraq, which ended my career prematurely. I did retire, you know, with a full pension. I'm now living in Texas, living on the civilian economy. So, you know, I have kind of a little different perspective, you know, because my career covers a gamut of time. Now, first of all, you guys are absolute patriots.
Thank you.
Your dissatisfaction with government service, your dissatisfaction with the way the government is working, you know, people can say love it or leave it. Well, you know what? Love it or change it. And that's what you guys are trying to institute here
today.
There
you go.
So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You know, we people like me and people before me and people that are in uniform today that are out there protecting our country, that are serving our country, we're shedding our blood so that you guys can sit there and say that, because there's a lot of countries I have personally.
Well, now, hold on. Before you go on, and this brings up a topic we touched on earlier, are you serving me or are you serving the politicians and their whims and desires? Because I'm not interested in having you go and put your life at risk in some sort of military combat situation around the world. I'm only interested in defending, if in the event that we are attacked, defending ourselves, you know, with our own firearms and, you know, if necessary, some sort of militia organization. I want you to be able to come back and discuss this. So hang on, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Not going to get out the number because the phones are loaded up, and we're going to try to get through as many people as we can here. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Only moments remain here, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we need to ask for your vote. If you're in front of a computer right now or will be at some point, you should go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Help push us up on the charts, the podcast charts, the Podcast Alley top 10 charts. We're number 4 right now.
Memorable.
We're behind by like 100 votes. So it's easy, and it'll be easy enough to catch up considering we've got thousands of people listening. Certainly, if 1% of you went out and voted, that probably would be enough to actually push us up to the top. But don't expect everybody else to do it for you. If you like Free Talk Live and appreciate this program, take a moment. It'll only be a minute at the most, and go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It won't be sold or spammed. It's just used for verification purposes, and it helps us out a whole lot, getting us new listeners, impressing the advertisers, and it's a big deal for us. So please go. If you've yet to vote in this month of August, go to vote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls, Larry is back on the line in Dallas. And Larry, I was just asking you for a point of clarification. As a former member of the military, do you feel like you were, I mean, you mentioned you thought you were serving the country, but I think you're serving politicians. Do you think you're actually serving people like me, or more the political interests in Washington, D.C.?
Well, let's see. It was the it was you and everybody like you and everybody in this country that voted the politicians in
nope,
place that,
not me.
That are worried.
No, it was
so
not
you
me.
Vote?
What,
no, okay.
what if I did vote and my guy lost?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? My guy lost, too, because I didn't vote for Bush either. A lot of people think that we're, you know, primarily a Republican organization, but we're not. But I will tell you this, that I don't know anybody in the military that is pro-draft, because it failed
yep.
in Vietnam. It fails in Russia. Russia has a mandatory two-year minimum. It fails over there. It instills higher crime rates. And
don't you think that the Americans can do it right, though? Americans are smarter than everyone else, aren't they?
Cue up America the Beautiful.
I'm with you, man. I'm glad you've taken that position, because you're one of the only military guys who's called tonight to actually take that.
Well, he actually did his career, not some guy that was in for 4 years and then hit the road.
Yeah.
Now, I would like to clarify something, though. You guys, and as well as the regular American press, keeps referring to the war in Iraq. There is no war in Iraq. It's a front on the war on radical Islam.
Well, before you go on, I thought a war by definition was a clash between states. You can't really have a war against radical Islam, because there is no nation of radical Islam.
Well, they can have a war against whatever they want, Mark. They've got the war on drugs.
You know what? Radical Islam declared war on this country. So as long as they have a war on this country, then we have to defend ourselves. So we didn't necessarily classify that as a war.
I don't know.
So how do we take prisoners of war in the war of radical Islam? Because they're not wearing uniforms.
No, we don't. We just kill them. That's the only thing that you can do with a radical Islamic that wants to kill every American in this country is you have to go out there and you have to put a stop to them.
I'm with you. When he's got an AK-47 and he's popping caps off at American troops that are in America, I can see what you're saying. However, when you're talking about some guys, sheep herders that get swept up in Afghanistan because somebody wants a bounty, I'm not so sure that I agree with that. And I also wonder, when are we going to let these guys go?
Well, this is a warring nation. We have been at war at least once in every decade throughout this entire century, the last century.
Isn't it sad? It is.
Yeah. But, what are we going to do when Iran, let's say, for instance, Iran, who has vowed to blow up everything in the West, which is everything. And we're talking Europe, Israel.
Can I stop you for just a moment? Just one moment.
Sure.
When you use the term Iran, do you mean the government people in Iran or the regular people in Iran?
No, I'm talking specifically about the government, the mullahs in Iran, not the Iranian people. Most of the Iranian people, they're great. Muslim people are great, wonderful, God-fearing, God-loving.
I have to tell you, Larry, I wish we could continue this conversation. I'm going to give you a quick answer and we'll have to move on. But I thank you for the call and I hope that you'll call us again. The basic answer is if the United States military was not around the world in over 130 countries building bases and causing trouble, then there would be no fear from those people in those countries.
The mullahs aren't threatening Guatemala.
They don't hate American freedom. They hate American military intervention and American foreign policy. And that needs to end. In fact, all of those people, those troops, need to get brought back here to America. And, of course, I would advocate to demolish the federal government and have the states secede. That would be my, definitely the way to go for me. But I think it'd be a step in the right direction to close down the 700-plus military bases around the world and bring those troops home. And if you don't agree, ask yourself how you would feel if there was a Chinese military base down the street from you. In the meantime, we continue with your calls. Austin, listening to WSCFM. Austin is gone. My apologies. Let's try instead Gary, listening to KUSA in Washington. Hello, Gary. Gary, going on.
Listen, I'm an old man, so I can't keep up with you smart guys. But I did want to say that I also spent a number of years in the military, retired officer. And I agree that we shouldn't have a draft because I saw what our Army looked like with the draft, and then I got to experience what it was with the Volunteer Army, and it's Volunteer Army superior, superior.
I'd agree that
we have a very good Army, no matter what your political views or whatever. But I was going to ask you guys, because I'm an old guy, and, when you were talking an hour and a half ago about, we fight these wars, and, they're not for our freedom. What I'd ask you is would Hitler give you more freedom than Roosevelt did?
What I would ask you on that is that first off,
you haven't answered my question yet.
The answer to that question is no.
No, the answer to the question is politicians don't give freedom. We already have freedom, and they actively work to take it away.
Okay.
So to turn that around, Hitler probably would take a little more freedom away than Teddy Roosevelt.
He would. So there is a degree of freedom, right? There are different degrees of freedom. And if Hitler would have took over, you would have not had as much freedom. Then
let me address that. Before you go on, how was Hitler going to get here?
Well, you mean how would he get to North America?
Yes.
Well, if you had studied, he'd already built bombers to do that. I mean, they were on the drawing board.
So he would have bombed North America. How would he have occupied North America?
He wanted to and was trying to.
Sure, sure. I understand that he would have dropped bombs. He dropped bombs on England. Did he defeat them?
We're not discussing. I want to.
With the Second Amendment of our wonderful Constitution, sir.
Hold on. This is the problem with your show. You guys are quick, you're fast, and we're old men. I keep up with you. Just for a courtesy to an old veteran. Listen, let's say Hitler did win. You'd have less freedom, I would think. Now, you guys may not. But, you're talking anarchist.
That's such a nasty word. I prefer the term voluntarist. I think that people should interact with one another on a voluntary basis.
And I haven't listened to you guys enough and know you enough. I've heard you maybe three times. in my life.
I'd call myself a small government Republican.
But you got to admit, if the Soviets would have won the Cold War, they probably gave us less freedom than the Reagan administration. But when we're under threat, we give up freedoms to protect. That's the problem. That's one reason.
That's the problem.
The problem is giving up freedoms. I'll agree with you. Giving up freedom is the problem.
A couple thousand New Yorkers, and that made an effect on a lot of Americans. Maybe not you guys.
I totally agree, and I feel for those people. I really do. I just think that we're going about prosecuting, the people that we think did it in the wrong fashion. What we should do,
people that did it are dead.
We should put let's say the organization Al Qaeda. I think we can all agree that Al Qaeda was involved in this. Let's use what the Constitution says and put letters of mark and reprisal on the heads.
But they don't follow their own rules, Mark.
No, the Constitution's a piece of paper they wipe their butts with in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But the people in the military and the police and all these people they swear an oath to this document, and then we haven't had a war. There hasn't been a war since 1941 when we declared war against Japan and back against Hitler because he declared against us first. So there is no war. There are these PR campaigns that they call the war on drugs and the war in Korea, whatever. But they're not wars.
In addition, World War II and World War I, both of those presidents were elected by people who didn't want to get into war.
It's true.
And then they went ahead and got us into war anyway.
It's true, because amazing. They always come up with some manner that that makes it make
Gary,
sense.
We're short on time. I thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you,
thanks
Gary.
For listening there on KUSA and Yakima. Let's continue and talk to Rick, who is on the line in Colorado. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Rick, got to turn down the stream or radio or whatever it is you're listening to, because I think he put the phone down. He doesn't realize he's not on the air yet.
Come back to him.
He's going
to
hear us call out. Well, I come back to him, but there's nobody else on hold. So
okay.
Rick or no Rick. Rick, you've got one more chance here, buddy. You're done. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So sad. Because he was listening to the stream. So the stream is 45 seconds behind where we were. So now Rick is probably hearing, wait, it's me.
We can't just sit here with the double sound going.
Talk show calling tip. When you're on hold, listen on hold. We have on hold feeds for a reason.
But if you've got a regular handset and a little curly Q line that goes to your phone, you're stuck there within 3 feet of your phone.
I understand, but otherwise you miss your opportunity like Rick did. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back Monday night. You can join us then, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And I wish you a happy and safe weekend. Have fun.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.